Well, look who it is. Of course, I knew a nerd like you would be sitting right here in the back of the class, even after school's already over. Let me guess, you don't have anybody for Valentine's, and you're so, so busy occupying yourself. Everybody else is giving out chocolate right now, you know? You're such a dork. And why are you wearing that? I know it's cold, but I don't think it's cold enough to be wearing a hoodie with a jacket, too. Big black long sleeves. You mean, you didn't show up to class for the entire last week, and now you're here looking like this. What's wrong with you, huh? Just tell me, okay? You can try to hide, but when I want to know something, you know I'm going to get it out of you. One way or another. So come on. Just tell me. Well, if you won't tell me, then I'll find out myself. So how about you come over here? I'll take that jacket off of you and make you look more presentable. And then how about we talk, okay? Are you seriously sulking about Valentine's Day? I promise it's gonna be okay. I know you're a loser who barely has any friends. That doesn't mean you have to be miserable. Who's gonna want to be your friend when you're sitting here all alone, huh? You know, I came to talk to you. I, of all people. And you know I hate talking to anybody. The only time I ever talk to anybody is if I'm trying to get their lunch money. So, who did it? Who broke your heart to the point that you're sulking all alone right here? I'll make sure they never even think about being near you ever again. And I'll make them apologize to you. And I'll make sure you get your revenge too. Be honest with me. Who did this to you? What do you mean you don't know? Surely you don't think that I believe that. I don't understand why you'd be trying to protect someone who hurt you. If someone broke your heart, then that's messed up. Especially if it got you to miss a whole week of school. You know I want to be here for you. Even if it's out of character, if you're looking this pathetic, I don't want to leave you all alone. Just because I'm the stereotypical bully doesn't mean I don't have any morals. You know this, right? You've been too embarrassed to come to school. And now you're stuck back in the class making up all the work you missed. You're such an idiot. You know, if you thought everything was going to go wrong, you could have asked me for some help. I could maybe bully them into dating you or something. It sounds a bit stupid saying it out loud. But I know I could have helped. And you didn't let me. And that's why you're an idiot. What do you mean, why do I care so much? I don't care. I just don't like it when people get screwed over like this. I just feel like you're such an idiot. Let me guess. Have you never had a girlfriend before? I mean, getting your heart broken this much from one rejection. Maybe it was a learning experience all along. I'm only saying this because you clearly aren't taking good care of yourself. You need to be nicer to yourself, you know? Come on. Follow me. Come on. I mean it. I want you to come with me. And if you don't, I'll drag you there. So get up. Where are we going? You really want to know? Well, are your parents at home? Okay, then maybe we're gonna go to my house and we're gonna get you feeling all better. So come on. Here. Just lay your head down on this pillow, okay? Don't make this awkward. Just do it already, okay? It's not even that bad. I'm taking care of you, and you're already complaining. I can't believe I'm letting a dork like you get your germs and all of your disgusting mess all over my house. Just sit down and let somebody take care of you, okay? I've got some snacks. We can watch a movie. Anything. And no, don't say you're too sad to eat. That's not how it works. If you eat, then you'll feel better, idiot. Listen to me. Clearly you don't know what you're talking about. And if you want, you can lay here and be sad and all alone. But I don't want to do that to you. I want to take care of you. Because if you're laying in my house all sad, then you're going to kill the mood. And then you're going to make me sad. So I need you to lay here, okay? Do you want chips? Do you want ice cream? Okay. That wasn't so hard, right? Now, trust me. I know you think this is the most dumb thing you've ever done. But it's for your own good. And why am I helping you? Do you have to question everything I do? You already asked me that back at school, okay? And I told you. I just don't want to see you this way. I don't want to see you so pathetic and sad. And I'm just helping you because I... Never mind. Don't look at me like that. I don't... It's embarrassing. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. But you can't tell a single soul, okay? And if you do, then I'll tell them how you skipped school because you were so sad about getting rejected. I'll tell the entire school how sad and pathetic you really are, okay? Do we have a deal? Well, I guess I'm helping you because I don't know. I guess part of me kind of cares about you. But not in a weird way. No, not weird. Don't make it weird. I just don't like seeing you all sad like this. I don't like seeing you so, so heartbroken that you're just all alone. That you're so sad and there's nobody there for you. I mean, after all, I should be the only one who's allowed to hurt you, right? I'm the bully here. And you're the one going around getting your heart broken by a random girl. And you're missing an entire week of school over it. You know how long I went wanting to pick on you and I couldn't? Because you weren't at school. And, I mean, can I be honest? I really enjoy being like this. This feeling. I mean, I'm so used to messing everything up and causing so many problems for everybody I meet, but it feels sort of nice to be able to take care of someone and they're actually happy about what I'm doing. You like it too? Do you mean it? Well, don't make it weird, okay? Don't make it weird. You're lucky I'm not telling the entire school about this, okay? You have a question. Okay, well, spit it out. What is it? Why do I pick on you? Why wouldn't you ask me something like that? I don't know that I even have an answer. Do you want me to actually answer seriously? I promise it's not that deep, okay? Well, when you first started coming to school, I really just noticed you. You stood out to me. And I don't know why, and I probably shouldn't have, but I did. I thought you were so different from everyone else, and you just captured all of my attention. You were very, very beautiful and very shy. Kind of a dork, too. But it was cute. Even if you looked like a total idiot all of the time. For some reason, my stupid brain thought it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. And I noticed that there was a group of kids that would always come bully you. They'd push you around and just be so mean to you. And you know, it made me really upset. Really upset. So I got together with my group of friends and I had a talk with them. I wanted to make sure they never bothered you ever again. But I guess I sort of took their spot. I know it probably doesn't make much sense. I stopped someone from bothering you just so I could bully you instead, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say or how to even get close to you. And this was the only way I really knew how. Just pushing you around. So I guess I should apologize for that, right? If I'm being honest, I guess maybe I do like you. I didn't say that, okay? Maybe I kind of do. But maybe you probably hate me too. I mean, surely you do, right? After everything I've put you through. All the teasing and name-calling, and I don't even know why I did it. What was I even thinking? Did you just kiss me? What? Why? No, I promise. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. I'm just confused. So you don't hate me, right? You actually felt the same. You're lying. There's no way. Even after I pushed you around for how many months? You're too kind. You're just trying to be nice to me, aren't you? Well, you know, if you don't have a Valentine's, I guess we could do something about that, right? This could make me your girlfriend for the day, if not a bit longer. No, I'm not gonna tease you or push you around anymore, okay? I was just wanting your attention, I promise. I mean, unless you like it, if I do that, then... I'm joking. I'm joking, I swear. Unless you're actually being serious. You know, I can't wait to show you all. Probably everybody's gonna be so confused. Last week we were so against each other. And now what? I'm honestly done pretending to be tough. Acting like I don't love you. But I do. I do love you. I've been so tired of hiding it. I just want everybody to know. Everybody to know that you're mine.